You're listening to SBS News.
The Bank of England has cut its growth forecasts in the face of increased Brexit worries and a slowing global economy. A day after the US Federal Reserve reduced rates for the first time since the global financial crisis, the bank's governor Mark Carney says he still expects to raise borrowing costs gradually, though this now hinged on a global pickup as well as a smooth Brexit.
Profound uncertainties over the future of the global trading system and the form that Brexit will take are weighing on UK economic performance. Until those uncertainties are resolved, shifting perceptions of them will drive volatility in market interest rates, in equity prices, and in currency values.
With Britain's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson committed to taking the UK out of the European Union on October 31, regardless of whether he can secure a transition deal, markets will see increased risks from a disorderly no-deal Brexit.
But financial stability is not the same as market stability. In the event of no deal, no transition Brexit, sterling would likely fall, the risk premiums on UK assets would rise, and volatility would spike higher.
The Bank of England's forecasts showed a relatively high 30% chance of negative year-on-year growth in the first 3 months of next year. A recession is typically defined in Europe as two consecutive quarters of negative quarter-on-quarter growth. But Britain's Finance Minister Sajid Javid says the economy is strong enough to cope with a no-deal Brexit.
This year we're forecast by the IMF to grow faster than France, than Germany, than Italy, and we want to make sure we use the strength of that economy to meet the needs of the British people, and we can afford to make many choices, and eventually at some point I'll have a budget and we'll set out exactly how we're going to do that.
Making his first policy announcement at a port in Tilbury near London, Britain will prepare for a no deal by spending an extra £2.1 billion to stockpile medicines, hire more border officials, and fund one of the biggest peacetime advertising campaigns.
To make sure we are properly, genuinely ready on October the 31st. And of course, that does require more funding and support in certain priority areas. You know, today, we're at this fantastic port, so more support for borders and customs. We want to make sure there's continuity of your key medical supplies. There'll be an awareness campaign, particularly for businesses, and I'm there ready to support that, because this government is absolutely clear, come October the 31st, we will be leaving the EU.
Meanwhile, the Bank of England has given no indication whether it was considering lowering interest rates like other central banks. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.